Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yes, of course we miss Destiny's Child. He's long gone back out to the West Coast. But we have Beezer. Colin Beasley. Is he on the line? There he is. Beezer. If you're watching on YouTube, then you can get there through 93.7thefan.com. You should subscribe. It don't cost nothing, and you can watch the show as well, and our numbers are incredible, both in terms of ratings and in terms of YouTube people watching. And yes, you can see Beezer. How are you, Colin?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a nickname? Does anybody call you Beezer? Have they ever? They called John Van Beesbrook that.
Beezer's a new one for me. I've been called Bees by a lot of people, but never added the... Never made it a longer into Beezer.
Yeah, sort of a hockey nickname. Do you mind if we try it out for a while? See how it works?
I am good with whatever works for you.
Thank you, Colin.
I've got a feeling I'm going to regret that.
Just completely accepting of it.
I hope so. Well, last night was interesting. It was fun. I mean, it was Skeens. It was the McCutcheon necklaces that he was handing out. That was fun. And yet I left the game saying, what did I just see? There were errors left and right. There were guys getting thrown out on the bases. Was it Valdez who went into second standing up and got tagged out? What was that, Beezer? What happened there?
Yeah, on that one, I don't understand how you don't slide into second base on that one. I don't know if he didn't know the throw was coming or exactly what happened. He probably would have been safe if he'd slid because the throw was high, but yeah, it was certainly not a great night on the base pass or in the field for the Pirates.
I mean, it was a mess, and he couldn't handle pickoff throws. However, he did have a big hit. I don't want to, you know, say all bad things about him. He did have a hit, and a big one at that.
Two hits, actually.
Yes.
He was 2-for-2 with two walks. He was actually probably the Pirates' best hitter last night, but
yeah,
also had the defensive errors and the base running errors. So give and take with him on last night's game.
Exactly. And now we're looking at a situation at catcher that's kind of interesting. How long will Endy be out, and what do you expect to see from Henry Davis? It looks like he's improved, Colin, as a defender, but like I always say, if he can hit worthy of the number one pick, he can leave his glove in his car. I don't really care. He needs to hit. And man, he was swinging at pitches that were a mile outside the plate. Is this the big chance for Henry Davis and maybe somewhat of a last chance for Henry Davis?
I don't know about last chance, but I do know for sure that this is a big opportunity for him. There's been a lot of talk about whether the Pirates would keep 3 catchers on the roster once Joey Bart came back. Now they don't have that issue because Andy Rodriguez, we've been told that's going to require an IL stint. I don't know. I believe it was 4 stitches. I don't know how long that'll take. I don't want to speculate on that. But for at least the moment, Henry Davis is the only Bucs catcher at 100%. I think that he did have a hit last night. That was his first hit of the season. He's definitely has more pop than a lot of guys in the Pirates lineup. And the fact that he has pop is something that this team needs. I think that he'll be given every opportunity to show that he can hit at this level. He's shown he can hit in Indianapolis. So it's just hitting major league pitching that is the only thing that the Pirates and fans need to see from Henry Davis. I think this is a really big opportunity for him, and the Pirates are certainly hoping he does well.
David Bednar appears to be flourishing in AAA. How soon before we see him, do you think?
I'm not sure, because it seems he's figured some things out in AAA. I believe it was 4 or 5 scoreless outings. But at the same time, at what point do you say, I don't want to mess with something that's working in the Pirates bullpen? Pirates bullpen has been really good over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of other things have not been good with this team, the bullpen has been regularly putting up zeros. To some extent, maybe you think keep the guys down there and wait on Bednar, but at the same time, everyone knows what he can be. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes up. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep him down there for a little bit longer. He's definitely going to be needed at some point, but it's not clear whether he's needed right now.
Yeah, the bullpen has been pretty good. And if you give me, you know, this rotation with a really good bullpen, I mean, how much then do you really need from the lineup? Probably more than a 184 average, which they had. But, man, that would mean a lot of extra wins to have a lock-it-down bullpen. Have you been surprised by any of the developments with the bullpen?
I was surprised by the stat I saw recently about Dennis Santana. I want to say it was North Shore 9 that posted that since he was acquired by the Pirates, he is the fifth lowest ERA of all relievers in the big leagues since at whatever point it was last year. He's been really, really good, and he has closer type stuff. He was the one who was preparing to come into a 5-3 game last night before they scored 5 in the 8th inning. He ended up still pitching anyways because it had been a while since he had work. I think that he's someone that can be built around in this Pirate bullpen. But everyone else in the Pirates bullpen has been good of late. It's been one of the positive developments with this team, even as a lot of other things have gone wrong.
Colin Beasley of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can get a hold of our dear friend City Limits on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. All right, Colin. As I look around the diamond right now, obviously hitting is an issue, right? Is there anybody knocking on the door at AAA? I saw today where Nick York is their fifth-rated prospect in the entire organization. Is there anybody who could help the situation sometime soon?
Nick York can. That's kind of the name. It's not like there's a whole bunch of Andrew McCutcheons and top prospects down in AAA or even in AA. There are a lot of really good pitchers, but the Pirates' issue hasn't been pitching so far. It's been hitting. I'd guess that Nick York will get a shot sometime soon. A lot of fans have wanted to see Matt Gorski, who's been hitting down in AAA, but again, he's not on the 40-man roster, so they would have to designate someone for assignment in order to give him a shot, and they don't consider him to be a top prospect. He's either 26 or 27. So Nick York is a guy that I think could be given a chance, but other than that, it's not like there are a lot of young guys that are expected to make a contribution at the big league level very soon.
Well, there's one guy that I'm certainly keeping an eye on. And, you know, it's funny, Colin, sometimes in hockey, when I covered hockey, and I've seen it in baseball as well, is as the competition stiffens, the guy progresses more. It's almost like they need to be around better competition to flourish. So I've got my eye on Termar Johnson right now because he's off to a very nice start in AA. With an 860 OPS, he's batting .310. Man, and once you get past AA, you're one call away from the majors. So I realize it's only 7 games in here at AA, but he's got all the talent in the world. I'm keeping an eye on him. How about you? Would you say maybe next year is a realistic arrival time as a 21-year-old for Termaar?
I think it might be with how well he's played at Double A. You're right. He's also someone I'm keeping an eye on because he's so young and because he's relatively new to the Double A level. I know it was there a bit last year, but because he's relatively new, I didn't want to say he's someone that could help this team this year.
Yeah.
He's born in 2004. Like, I'm young, but the fact that he's born in 2004 makes me feel old, that he's almost a big leaguer. But again, I think he's probably a 2026 arrival time guy.
Yeah.
I think he's someone that can help, but I definitely want to see him do more at Double A and continue this for longer, plus probably have some success at Triple A too.
The Limitless Wonder has a question for you.
Colin, are you surprised by the level of success that Andrew McCutchen has had defensively in right field?
And great catch last night, Limits, huh?
Again, like, he's made a couple of good web gem plays. Do you think that this could be something that we continue to see even when Brian Reynolds gets healthy?
Yeah, I have certainly been surprised by Andrew McCutchen. I did not expect him to be this decent defensively as a 38-year-old. He's made some good catches. He'd made a couple running catches, the diving catch last night. He's provided some pretty solid defense. I don't have the stat in front of me, but I want to say he's their best metrics. By metrics, he's their best defensive outfielder at the moment. Either him or Tommy Pham. Don't quote me on that. But he's been really good. He is 38. He's not someone that they can put into the lineup every single day. We talked to him last night, and he it was really funny. He said that he wants to be running to the ground, essentially. He wants to play as much as he possibly can. I don't think that's something that they're going to see him playing multiple days in a row. I think maybe you start to push it to two games in a row instead of just one on, one off the way it has been. Because he still is 38, but at the same time, he provides a spark both with what he does on the field, with what he does defensively, and with these fighting necklaces.
Yeah, the fighting necklaces, that was actually very fun. I enjoyed that, and a nice little spark for a night. Now they should be favored today with Keller on the mound. Colin, would you like to choose the Pirates 2027 lineup with myself and City Limits here? I know this is off the top of your head.
Oof, that's something I can try on. I can't say I'm super deep into Pirates prospect lore at this point in my
Nobody
job.
Nobody cares. Let's give it a shot. You ready? Keep the answers. Yeah, short and sweet. Limits, that goes for you as well. And
alrighty.
Me. And let's just take our best guess, because I've already, a couple of years ago, I picked them to win the World Series in 2027. But that was before Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and everybody else. However, our lineup 2 years from now, rotation, Skeens, Chandler, Jones, Keller, Harrington. You with me, Colin?
Sounds great.
I agree with that.
Thank you. The bullpen, I said, find a GM who can build a really good one. It shouldn't be that hard. Even some of this current bullpen has potential, as we talked about. All right, lineup. Batting leadoff for me in 2027, O'Neill Cruz, either in left field or at DH, if he continues to play the outfield like the bad version of Gregory Polanco. You guys with me on O'Neill?
I think it'll be a DH.
Yep, I'd love to see him there.
Yeah, DH or left field? Mm-hmm. Colin.
I think he'll probably be left field by then. I don't know that he's – I think they'll probably still have an older veteran as the DH then.
Batting second in my 2027 Pirates lineup, Connor Griffin – in center field. You like Limits?
I do. I have Connor Griffin on my hypothetical list, batting fourth, playing at shortstop.
Holy horse
the milk. Position he was drafted at.
How about you, Colin?
I would love to see that. He's what? He's 18 years old, so maybe 2027 could even be too early for him. But hey, let's get crazy. I'd love to see it.
My God, he'd be Mickey Mantle in this lineup right now. There's probably an 11-year-old out there somewhere who could back cleanup for the Pirates right now. Batting third, Termaar Johnson at second base. And I like this one a lot. Oh, do I like this one, Limits?
I don't even have Termar Johnson in my starting lineup. I have him on the bench, and Nick Gonzalez playing at second base.
If Termar Johnson isn't in the Pirates lineup by 2027, somebody needs fired.
He's on the roster, but he's not in the lineup.
You've lost your mind.
I don't know about that. See how some of the prospects don't turn out sometimes? Maybe Johnson could be one of those guys. I hope not.
Beezer?
I see him in the starting lineup. I don't know if I see him as a four hitter. I'm not quite sure that the power will be there at a big league level in 2027. It just early responses. I'm not quite sure. I want him as my 3-4 hitter in my hypothetical lineup.
My God, you guys! If this guy doesn't become a star hitter, what's happening here? Brian Reynolds is my cleanup hitter in right field. You like it?
Yep.
Yeah, I have been right.
No Thank complaints. You. Batting fifth in all caps in my Post-Gazette mailbag today. Please, for the love of Brian Bixler, just one bat. Please find one relatively expensive bat and put him at first base. Okay? And bat him fifth.
I have Yandy Diaz at first base.
All right, I'll take it. Colin, you like that? Somebody else playing first base? Spend some money at least on one player in your whole lineup?
That would be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Joey Bart batting sixth as my catcher. Everybody like that?
I have that too.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Batting seventh, Nick Gonzalez at shortstop.
Mm.
Or maybe he's moved by then to make room for Johnson and you find like a defensive whiz type shortstop. Thoughts, Colin?
I think Nick Gonzalez at seven works well. I'm hoping he comes back healthy and is still contributing for these Pirates in a couple of years.
Here's my big one. You ready for this? At number eight, a DH. Mr. Paul Skeens as my designated hitter. You like this, Colin? Huh? He's going to be Shohei Ohtani. He can hit.
I love that. I've wondered when I watch some of those videos and see what he did at the Air Force Academy as a catcher. I would love to see what he would do with a bat in his hands against a major league lineup.
The Air Force catcher or the Air
Just
Force?
It'd be fun to watch.
And it'd be great to watch. The Air Force coach told me that Skeens would have been a first round pick as a catcher. The LSU coach Jay Johnson, who put 61 players into the major league draft, said that Skeens would have been a first team All American if he had hit. As a position player, if he had just hit for LSU, would have hit 25 homers, and also that Skeens would be the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball and would certainly not be batting ninth in any lineup. I'd love to see that. And then batting ninth, I guess, Key Brian Hayes, although I'm open to alternatives, like could Connor Griffin play third? I don't know. Somebody else. You guys?
I have Hayes at third as well, batting ninth.
Colin?
I'm a little surprised he's batting ninth, but he's someone that the Pirates have under contract for a long time.
What do you mean? The only other place he could be is batting 10th. He can't hit.
I still would expect him at like 7th, but yes, he's definitely got some hitting to work on. But again, good night last night.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe he'll recapture what he did a couple of years ago toward the end of the year. All right. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
All right, Limits, it's time to call on an old friend, Mr. Travis Sawcheck of The Score, MLB writer for The Score. Covered the Pirates for a long, long time in Pittsburgh, and he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Travis, do you still live in Pittsburgh?
I do not. I don't know if I should tell your audience this, but I was a Cleveland native, and I'm back in the Cleveland area. So you can... I was behind enemy lines for a few years, but it was a great experience. It was a great experience, nonetheless.
Well, you did a really good job as well, and I have a lot of questions for you. Starting with this, like if I'm thinking about reasons to be excited about the Pirates, frankly, I can't think of many other than Paul Skenes. But one is the idea of a rotation later this season that has Skenes, Chandler, Jones, Keller, and Harrington. I don't know about Harrington, but the first four excite me. You just tweeted about this, and you tweeted, this was 22 hours ago, Bubba Chandler in AAA, you said he looks electric. His strikeout velocity today, 98.6, 99.1, 93.5, 100, and 101.5. Man, forget about everything else. The idea of him, Skenes, and Jones at the top of this rotation, This is something I think to look forward to. You tell us more about Chandler too.
Chandler, he was, you know, you talk to folks, evaluators who went around Florida this spring, and Chandler was one of the most electric arms they saw, and he's carrying it over to the regular season. He's arguably the top pitching prospect in the game, and for, you know, as much as you can question the draft and development results of the current regime, Chandler looks like a great find. And you think about adding, and he's showing some command growth too, I think. So you think about adding that arm to Skenes, to Keller, to hopefully Jared Jones in a couple months. And that's one of the best rotations in baseball, potentially. It's almost like having, the NFL equivalent would be like having Patrick Mahomes in a rookie deal. But to not build out around that is it's one of the great disappointments, I think, for just baseball as a whole, to not see any urgency or commitment to build around what is one of the most exciting young rotation talent groups in the sport.
I mean, it's mind-boggling, really. Even like one bat to bring in. So what do you make of this team's chances to sort of hang around this year and be relevant until this happens? Like, and when do we see Chandler, do you think?
Yeah, I do think Chandler's close. Why expend? He's ready. I mean, he's one of their top five starting pitching options today, undoubtedly, and probably one of their top three. Why waste these bullets in the minor leagues? I think he could be on a similar timeline to Skeens last year, and he's built up enough of a minor league workload where there shouldn't be huge restrictions on him. So he should be ready soon, I would imagine. As for reasons for optimism and just this lineup, I know they had the bats broke out a little bit last night, but entering yesterday, they were batting 184 as a team, a 290 slugging percentage, a 61 WRC plus, where 100 is league average. This is those all rank last in the majors. And while they're not going to hit 184 for a team, you look at the overall talent in this lineup outside of an O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds, assuming he gets to 100% health again. And there's just a lot of question marks, a lot of probably below league average replacement level bats in the lineup right now. And there wasn't enough. I was shocked there wasn't more urgency, even if ownership isn't going to let you sign a not even premium, but just league average upgrades to the lineup, that there weren't more trade acquisitions. I mean, Spencer Horwitz is a fine platoon bat who's he looked promising in Toronto last year, but he's still probably limited to a platoon role. And if that's your major offseason acquisition, you know, it's just not enough help. And I think the bullpen has all sorts of questions too. So it was perplexing. I thought they had one of the most, if not the most disappointing offseason in the sport. You only have so many years of control of a Skeens, of a Chandler. These players are unlikely, of course, to sign extensions here under the current ownership. So there should be extreme urgency right now with this group, and we just haven't seen it.
Yeah, you mentioned the batting average before last night, 184, and that was the lowest, according to Codify Baseball, the lowest in the majors through 16 games since the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas. Little known fact, Travis, that's Ron Cook broke in as their beat writer and had the the first sit-down interview with both Doc Scanlon and Weldon Hensley from that team. Do you know what a Superba was or is?
Yeah. That's a great team name, but can you educate me? I don't know the
limits.
History
can
of
we inform Travis of your definition of Superba?
Yeah, basically it was taken from like a Broadway entertainment group.
Yeah, which is near Brooklyn, of course. Yes, the Superbas.
Yeah, that's a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah, I think there still should be a team called the Superbas, and Ron did a hell of a job that year. Spencer Horwitz. We just picked the 2027 Pirates lineup. We both forgot about Horwitz limits. What about this?
Did we forget about him, or did we intentionally leave him off?
I think we left him off. What do we make of him? I mean, Charrington makes it sound like they're waiting on Mickey Mantle with Horwitz and Gonzalez and people like that not in the lineup right now. Is he going to be a high-impact player? What is he?
He's a nice player. I think projections had him, you know, a 340, 350 on base kind of bat who has limited power, but is going to be an above average option against right-handed pitching. And perhaps he can fill that leadoff role. He will get on base. He'll be a professional hitter, but he's not a star and he might not play against left-handed pitching. So he's already limited. So he is a useful player. He will help. He'll be one of their, you know, four or five best hitters. But why not go get a Josh Naylor this offseason? Why not go get someone who can really provide power, provide batting average on base, who can do everything? Why not upgrade that? It just seemed like such a low upside, low impact acquisition. Yeah. I mean, that's fine if it's part of your offseason, but for that to be like the keystone largest impact move, that's just not going to get it done. And then that's on top of I do think some of their more recent drafts have been promising under Charrington, but you look at Henry Davis and, you know, Gonzalez really hasn't been an impact player yet. You look at those first three, four drafts, and they just don't have the upper level minor league depth, or there's not enough help on the way for this season that can make that that you can reasonably hope will upgrade the lineup in a number of areas. So they're dealing with that in addition to just a lack of urgency shown this offseason.
Can either of you name the manager of the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas? Either one of you? Travis?
Yeah, you're going to have to get – that's going to have to be a Ron question. I am
question.
I'm failing. My memory's failing there.
Sam Samuelson.
No, it's Patsy Donovan. He went 65-83-5, which was mildly disappointing, but compared to Shelty, he's Connie Mack, right, Travis? How long for Shelty here if they continue to struggle?
Yeah, I do think managers become – they're such easy scapegoats in baseball because they – you know, they don't have the same impact as a NFL head coach or a college football coach. They're really restricted by the overall talent base. And it's hard to measure the culture a manager might set and that sort of thing. But they are convenient scapegoats, and I can't imagine Shelton survives another losing campaign or even this season if they're really underwater by midsummer. So there's a lot of pressure there, I think. And his contract is expiring soon, I believe. So there's a lot of pressure on him to do what he can to turn this around. But he's, at the end of the day, he's just limited by what he has to work with. And I don't think there's ever been a great manager who has not had a great supporting cast of players. And it's, at the end of the day, it's a talent issue, a development issue. And those are questions that those are issues that are going to have to be improved internally this year.
Travis Sawchuk of The Score is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. It's 11:54, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Travis, I believe, here's how I would phrase this. Everybody, I think, is excited to see Skeens and Chandler and Jones together. Three young power arms. But sort of the downside, the dark side, the depressing part of that and thinking ahead is the natural attrition rate on young power arms across Major League Baseball. Like, you've written about this. I noticed that your pinned tweet at the top of your profile is a story about this. I mean, it's hard not to think, no matter who it is or what team it is or what pitcher it is, that these young power arms, they all feel like time bombs ticking. In a way, you know what I mean? Like, how long are we going to get where those three are healthy and in the same rotation? Surely you understand that kind of fear, right?
Absolutely. And it's a very unfortunate part of the game of modern baseball. If you look at last year's top velocity arms among starting pitchers, almost everyone went to the injured list at some point, and many had season-ending issues. So the attrition rate... it's a catch-22, right? Because if you don't have this skill level, this velocity, you're probably not going to be a premium pitcher. But if you do have it, you're probably going to be injured at some point. And while pitchers can overcome one Tommy John in their careers, those success rates are very poor. So just a quick aside, someone like Spencer Strider has come back from an internal brace this week. Hopefully there's some advancements there. But to your point, unfortunately, it's very unlikely that Skeens, Chandler, Jones are just going to have five straight consecutive years of health in this rotation. You hope that two of them have reasonable outcomes. It's possible that Skeens is just this generational freak who stays healthy. And I know those in the support team around him, like Wes Johnson, who he works with, the University of Georgia coach, and some of the folks there he has at Georgia, I know they believe that there's things that just his physical makeup and unique traits that might allow Skeens to be an outlier. But as you stated, I mean, the cold, hard reality is almost all these pitchers that have this level of velocity are going to have a significant injury at some point, and you just hope as a club you find the outliers that avoid Tommy John, that avoid these issues. Garrett Cole is one who held up reasonably well over his career until recently. So you hope you have someone like that, someone like a Clayton Kershaw. But those guys are the outliers.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Over the last couple of weeks, there was the Bucko Bricks disaster, the Roberto Clemente sign that was taken down and ultimately put back, and sell the team chance at the opener. I'm curious with the people that you talk to, Travis, from a national perspective, what is the viewpoint of the Pirates from outside of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, these are a couple just PR unforced errors, right? In Cleveland, outside Progressive Field, for instance, my dad got us family bricks similar to the Bucko bricks back when Progressive Field opened in 94. And when the club removed them for renovations, they offered fans to come pick them up who had purchased them at a certain date, certain location. It seemed like an easy thing to do. And even if you're going to replace these bricks in some fashion, to not alert folks and to have this, just the image of this debris, this rubble pile of these personalized bricks with messages to loved ones, deceased loved ones. That's just bad optics, even if they're going to be replaced. So in addition to all the on the field issues, they have a couple PR hits like that early in the year. It's just those unforced errors. It's bad optics. And you hope they learn as an organization. These are little things that could be avoided. And it just adds to the kind of a negative national sentiment around this club. And, you know, we see the, even if you're not in Pittsburgh, you see the sell the team chants, you see what happened with Skeens at the Pat McAfee event and the chanting in the stadium and all that. It's just a lot of negativity at a time when you have this golden arm and Skeens, you won this lottery ticket, you have Bubba Chandler, the most exciting pitching prospect in baseball, who's right on the doorstep. This should be an exciting time to be a Pirates fan. And that's just not what we're seeing, hearing, even from a national perspective.
Man, the thing is, it could change. It could change quickly if you start rolling out, you know, a homestand in June has Skeens, Chandler, and Jones. You know, I don't know when Jones is coming back, but you get the idea. So we'll be talking, Travis. We appreciate the time, man. Very insightful. And I'd love to talk to you again soon.
Of course. Anytime, old friend.
See you, buddy. What a nice man he is, huh, Limits? He's become nicer in his old age. Actually, I don't know how old Travis is.
And he was very kind, saying goodbye on the phone to me.
The kindness never ends with him. Starts when you say hello. It doesn't even end when you say goodbye. It's constant, ever flowing.
Not the level of Jerry DePaula, who just retired.
No, but who
now
is?
That, now
right.
That Jerry retired, there is currently an open spot on the active
on the active right
the active list
on
the
active roster. Now, can somebody from Cleveland take that? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
I
think
mean,
so.
we have Jeff Hathorn, the leader in the clubhouse. We have Ray Fittipaldo. Who else is the Baconian mongoose? No, I got into a little tiff with him.
Did you?
I'm not saying he's not nice, but certainly not on the level of a Hathorn or a DePaula.
Destiny's Child would have been on that list before he departed.
Oh my God. The niceness, it was almost blinding, the niceness
yes.
coming from him. Beasley seems like a nice guy, right?
He does.
But
who else are we missing?
Travis he's above and beyond. He waited an extra 10 minutes. He would have stayed an extra hour, I got the feeling. Did you?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Hathorn, Fittipaldo, who else?
Adam Crowley.
What?
Wow, how quickly you were to throw that into
he's
the trash.
He's a really good man.
He
don't
is.
Get me wrong, but not on. He's not on the Mount Rushmore of nice.
No?
No.
I was trying to throw Crowley a bone.
No. Don't throw him that. Nobody here, I don't think, other than Jeff. None of the hosts.
What about Larry Richard?
Wonderful man. Yeah. But is he considered all sport? I mean, he's on the news side.
Right, but he is the Steelers PA announcer. And
well,
he does
sure.
Pit.
I mean, we're just talking football. Nice men in general. Yes. And he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
You're right. But I'm thinking all sports all the time. That's got to be a qualification for the nice team.
What about, yeah, Brian Bacco's a good pick, I think.
Really nice guy, except we had that little argument a few weeks ago about Cabali.
Well, you can ask him coming up very soon.
It got a little ugly. I've never had an argument like that with Jeff or Jerry DePaula or Travis Sacek.
Wow.
So points were taken away from Bacco. I'll tell you this much, though. He's up on the draft. He's up on the Aaron Rodgers drama. Let's talk to the Batconian mongoose next. The 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. And the fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Brian Bacco of the Post.
What? How did the Texters are pointing
happening?
This out? I had
yeah,
to mention.
Please.
How did we forget Bob on that list of the
Bob,
nicest
oh,
men?
Of course, Bob.
Bob.
What are we doing?
That's why
it's
I had to interrupt you. Bob.
We couldn't separate the trees from the forest or the forest from the Bob is right in front of us every day. Bob is. He's on Mount Rushmore as an active player. He's one of the few active players who already has his own statue. Another one is Kirk Cousins. Unfortunately, the statue is him.
And there's going to be a Bob Pompiani bobblehead that comes out soon this summer. Did you hear
oh my
that?
God.
With the Wild Things.
That's right. When is that?
There's not a date announced yet, but it's sometime, I think, late summer.
I know people from the Wild Things, including, of course, their mascot, who I met the other day.
Yes, who doesn't talk to you.
Cleverly named Wild Thing. We're going to be all over that, Limits.
Oh, we're going to that.
So if you work for the Wild Things and you're out there, Limits and I would like to come out and take batting practice the way Mulsey and I did before the game. We'd like to do our show from there. And, of course, we'd like to have bobbleheads in advance so we can look at them.
I think
right?
one or two texts to a very important person at the Wild Things can make that work.
Yeah, that's all happening as Bob gets his own bobblehead. He needs to be in a suit, does he? I mean, Bob's noted for his suits. I would think he would be in a suit on the bobblehead.
I don't know. He might end up wearing it. Do you think he could wear like just a polo shirt like he's golfing?
Could. Yeah, he could do that. That's true. Golf attire would be good for Bob, too.
What if it's a KDKA blazer?
Could be. Sure. Any of that will work.
He needs to have a
Bob.
Mic in his hand, right?
The hair's going to be unbelievable on that bobblehead.
Oh, yes. Not Richie Walsh level, but.
Yeah, what if it was just Bob's head on the bobblehead?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.